I think now people are going to start waking up and realize the lies that they've been fed. That, you know, the commercials for the luxury cars and the pressure to keep up with the Joneses, and people are going to start to see through it and realize that we've been fed this. Today when I was praying, I was telling God that to bless me with a really good sense of humor during the coming times. That I have a certain advantage because I don't have anything to lose. And I asked him to make me one who would make other people laugh during this time, and that I would be able to comfort people and make them laugh and I told him that I totally trust him. Like, even if I find myself living under a bridge or on the street, that I would remember that this is just Earth, this is just our temporary home, and nothing is guaranteed. Nothing. And I just looked out the window today, and I mean, I'm like, God, I can't believe another day here in Texas with beautiful October sunshine and clean water to drink and food to eat and the ridiculous luxury of technology. I mean, like, I can sit here and do this. I mean, I feel like I'm dreaming. It's like this weird eclipse. It's like all the planets in my life are aligned for this very moment when I have all the time in the world, and I can't work just yet. I have to get fixed. But yet I still have the energy and desire to do this, so I think it's sad, like, when people kill themselves over this, that they're that hopeless. That shows you that's where their whole life was, and they've had too much pride to take some steps down. That's what's going to happen. A lot of people are going to be taking steps down and downsizing, and especially the really wealthy people. And it's going to be hard for them because they've worked so hard for that. And I feel for them. I don't think I'm any better than anyone because I feel like I see through all this, but it's just the way God rigged me up. It was easy for me to keep myself removed from everything. I didn't make myself that way, he did. Like when I found out about him when I was 17, I just clung to him. I can't take credit for that. That's my whole nature. It was easy for me to cling to him. I found out about him and I just clung to him, and I've been holding on for dear life to him all these years, and that's because of my nature. It doesn't mean I'm a good person at all. I'm a pretty I'm kind of messed up in a lot of ways. So I feel for the people who it's hard for them to see past the physical world, because I know a lot of people like that, and I understand that mentality. I understand that. I see where they're coming from. And I know it's hard for them to see and understand spiritual things, and you know, they're filled with common sense and they work hard for the things they have. And anyway, my point is, it just broke my heart when I heard that story about that man who killed his family and then himself, because his house, a real nice house, it got foreclosed. That's so sad. Because in his mind, he was truly losing everything. It just breaks my heart. So many people are going to find their way through this. You're going to realize that the life you've been living is not really the lasting life. And it's going to be hard. And a lot of people are going to suffer. But also kind of cool because people are going to be forced to come together. Like, think about it. Like, if homes start foreclosing all over the place, and people are going to have to get creative and start combining income to be able to make payments. And I'm thinking like even beyond families. Like I'm thinking, I bet total strangers are going to start living together. Like instead of a home being wasted and foreclosed, I can see people like getting creative and like posting it out on Craigslist or something, looking for housemates, you know, and take a normal home, a normal sized home, and divide it into four, make a quadplex out of it, and people combine incomes. Well, that's what they did in Nazi days, you know. A lot of, you know, before they transported the Jews to the camps, first they had them isolated in ghettos, you know, that's what they called them, and that's what happened there. They took normal family homes and divided them up, and families, total strangers, lived together. And I've read all these accounts, these memoirs. I kind of get sucked into that world really easy because it's real. You know, it really happened. And I'm fascinated with the changes that they had to make and how resourceful they had to be and how creative they had to be. And they developed their own barter system. And families and strangers merged together and combined forces and combined incomes. And childcare was a community effort. And the teenagers worked together and did things, and it was hard and horrible, but at the same time, I'm fascinated with the creativity. I think we don't know yet how creative and brilliant we really are. It's going to be interesting to see what we Americans find ourselves doing without the structure that we're so familiar with. I think that we're going to surprise ourselves, and I think that our true strength is really going to shine through this time. I think we're all going to really surprise ourselves. I love this country so much. Look at this. Look how can it be that the year is 2008 and we still have this clean air and we still have water, we still have food, we still have, you know, there's no huge battles being fought here. How can it be? It's like a dream, and that's not to be taken for granted. We need to thank God for every day. Every day. It's not going to last. It's not going to last. The chaos is going to hit us too. So, I think we should have hope and turn our energies to just put yourself to work, whatever you're good at, and put your focus on, you know, other people, and do what you can to help. Everybody can give something. Look at me. I can't do anything right now, but except maybe make people laugh and make them think. That's about it.